Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Anchorage police and fire officials say a canoe carrying three people has capsized on Eagle River. Two women died and a man is reported safe. Police Lieutenant Dave Parker says officers responded to a 911 call yesterday afternoon from a witness who saw the canoe flip. Fire officials say the bodies of the two women have been found. They were not immediately identified. Parker says the man was rescued after getting caught on debris in the middle of Eagle River. An Anchorage man is expected to be arraigned today for allegedly shooting his mother. 29-year-old Pano Alvarez Perdomo was picked up yesterday at the Arctic Sun Apartments in Anchorage. He faces charges of first-degree assault and third-degree misconduct involving weapons for being a felon in possession of a weapon. His mother was treated at a hospital for a non-critical bullet wound. Family and friends are still trying to find an Anchorage woman who went missing after telling her sister that she was going to walk a few blocks to do some errands. 63-year-old Letitia Baxter was last seen Friday afternoon when she left her sister's house on Beach Lane in Anchorage. Police say investigators have not ruled out that someone either hurt Baxter or that she injured herself somehow. Peggy LeMaitre no longer holds out hope that her husband is still alive 5 weeks after he vanished on Mount Marathon during a race. The Anchorage woman says the only hope that she has left is that searchers will find the body of 65-year-old Michael LeMaitre so that the family can put him to rest. A boater who has been missing since Sunday in the Ketchikan area was found yesterday just north of Knutson Cove. The man had grounded his 19-foot boat on some rocks. He was waving a flare when he was spotted by a private helicopter. He was picked up by a Coast Guard crew from Ketchikan. The Coast Guard had suspended its search after covering more than 1,400 square miles. The man was reported missing when he failed to arrive at Metlakatla over the weekend. An Alaska case challenging National Park Service authority is working its way through the court system. Central resident Jim Wild is appealing his misdemeanor conviction stemming from a 2010 run-in with park rangers during a boat safety check on the Yukon River. The appeal challenges the Park Service's authority to police navigable waters. Wild's attorney Bill Satterberg of Fairbanks says the appeal filed in the Ninth Circuit Court in January has been thrown back to a lower court.
The U.S. government responded and said, well, even though the law allows you to appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, there's some case decisions that say that they can send you back to the district court first. As a result of that, we stipulated, basically refiled back in the district court. The appeal is working its way up the system. It's caught in the dark hole right now, but it is working its way up the system.
Jim Wild refused to cooperate with the rangers who were trying to do a safety inspection on his riverboat where it passes through the Yukon-Charlie National Preserve. Navigable waters like the Yukon are generally under state jurisdiction, but courts have upheld some National Park Service regulatory authority where rivers pass through federal parks and preserves. And the federal government can obtain suspected marijuana growers' utility records without a warrant. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on Tuesday ruled in the case of Fairbanks utility Golden Valley Electric Association, which refused turning over records to the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. The DEA issued a subpoena in 2010 seeking the power consumption and payment records of three customers suspected of growing marijuana. The utility initially declined, citing its policy to protect customers' records. U.S. District Court judge ruled in DEA's favor, and the utility had appealed.